cover all aspects of moolala on this show. Saving, spending, investing, and periodically we talk about earning. For some people, that doesn't mean getting a better job to earn more. It means starting a business. And starting a business can be a scary prospect. It can be a risky prospect, too. One avenue that some people consider is investing in a franchise. But how does that actually work? Gary Prenevost is a franchise consultant at FranNet, and he joins us now to talk franchising. Hello there.
Hello.
Is there a lot of, I don't know, baggage around franchising in our culture? Like, as the word was coming out of my mouth, I was kind of like, oh, it sounds a little bit like multi-level marketing, even though I know so much of retail works that way.
There are certain perceptions, and most people think of franchising as food and retail. It's the visible face of franchising, bricks and mortar, and they also think it's more expensive because it's bricks and mortar. But that only represents about 40% of the industry.
What's the rest?
Just about everything else. There's 60
services,
different
services. A lot of services.
Services. There's home services, residential, commercial. There's 60 different industries in franchising.
How do you come to this world? What was the background that brought you here, and what does FranNet do today?
I was a franchisor. I bought my first franchise when I was 31 years old, sales management leadership training, eventually built and then became the franchisor with my ex-partner. When I divested of that business, I bought FranNet. That was almost 18 years ago.
And what does FranNet do?
We're a franchise matchmaking and consulting firm, so we help people figure out whether
if they
or not
should swipe right or not.
If number one, if they should even really seriously investigate franchising, it's not right for everybody. Matter of fact, some people going into business is exactly the wrong thing to do. So people come to us. I want to be in my own business. I don't know what I want. I don't know what my options are. I don't know what to look at. We help them figure that out.
In two sentences, what is franchising?
Franchising is a business license that you get to work with the franchisor. They support you in the business, the coaching, the marketing, all of that, in exchange for they're going to get royalties, the initial franchise fee. But essentially, they compress time. Compared to starting a business from scratch, a good franchise system will compress time.
And there should be real scale on the marketing front, like opening up a donut shop versus opening up a Tim Hortons franchise. You arrive with a big brand and a whole bunch of infrastructure and all that stuff at a cost.
Yes, but not always.
Ooh, okay. What do you mean?
Well, just because something is franchised, Bruce, it doesn't mean it's been good. It means it's been duplicated. So there are good business systems out there. There are mature, good business systems. There are systems out there that the franchisor is early entry. So depending on the level of system sophistication, there's different levels of risk.
Tim Hortons, I use that example because, one, we're consumers of that business, many of us, periodically. If you drive on the highway, you have no choice. And second, because it's been in the news, in particular with the franchise fight, right? Like not just the takeover of the Brazilian company, but the franchisor fight. What's your take on that whole thing through the lens that you see the world?
Well, I look at the relationship between Tim's and their 3G. You know, it's awkward for the industry to see it happen, but there are a lot of happy Tim's franchisees as they are with any other system. It is not reflective of what's happening overall in the industry.
You said for some people franchising is the right thing, for some it's the wrong thing. Yep. What are your top three reasons you'd say who is it right for? What are three characteristics of people who it is right for?
I think the first thing is that people have to be comfortable with a permanent level of risk. I'm not talking large risk, but being in business, there's always variable elements. So if somebody's looking for a guaranteed paycheck, shouldn't be considering franchising.
Yeah.
The patience and tenacity are traits that this is – when you look at – compared to employment, getting a job these days, unless you're in a government or union environments where there's a lot more security, it's usually a 1 to 2 year strategy. Yep. Buying a franchise is a 5 to 10 year strategy or better, longer.
Yep.
So people have to be looking at the long term. I give up a year or two of income while I build the business, but then I've got a very consistent permanent income if I run the business well for many years.
Those two things, though, sound like they would apply to anyone considering an entrepreneurial venture versus one who's considering franchising, which is a particular type of entrepreneurial venture. Is there anything that would further distinguish what would have you open up a Tim's franchise versus a local donut shop that you bake from grandma's recipe?
Granted, being with a franchise, there is a certain level of systems and processes that one has to follow. If somebody does not like structure, then franchising is probably not a good place for them. Having said that, there are franchisors with very little structure compared to the Tim's or the McDonald's of the world where there's a lot of structure. So it's very situational.
How capital intensive is a franchised donut shop versus a, hey, I got a lease on a place at a local strip mall and I'm just going to put out my shingle?
I think to say a donut shop, it'd be better to give a perspective of the entire industry. There's service franchises out there that you can buy and invest for under $100,000. Then you get into bricks and mortar where it's location based. It could be $250,000 to $500,000. The big premium brands can be into the millions.
Right, right. And there are ones, I mean, I remember College Pro Painters, right? Students would start that thing up for 4 months and maybe they'd never do it again and they could still make a reasonable amount of money.
Yeah.
What sets off your BS alarm? Knowing that there are so many companies selling franchises to so many wide-eyed, eager, entrepreneurial, excited, passionate people, what's your like,
There's four critical levels of what I think make up a good franchise system. Number one, the franchisor has financial strength that's deep enough to help the system grow. Prospective franchisees can see that their annual statements in the disclosure document. Next level of importance, in escalating importance, is that the franchisor has the business experience to run the business. Plus, they have the leadership experience to support and manage a franchise system, which is very different than running the business. Third, escalating importance is they're on the right trend. Trend versus fad, something that's sustainable long term. And fourth, which trumps everything else, is, and this is what really sets up off the BS alarm, if enough of the franchisees aren't happy enough. And there's always going to be unhappy franchisees, but if it's a small percentage, if the majority of the franchisees are meeting and exceeding what they expected to meet, that's usually the indicator of a good
system.
How
do you find that out? Are there like online chat groups or do you walk into the store and casually ask someone?
It usually takes about 40 to 50 physical hours to research a franchise. And talking to existing franchisees, you should talk to at least 8 to 10 existing franchisees within the system, one-third top performers, one-third middle, and one-third unhappies. And you find out who the middle and the top performers are from the other franchisees as you're talking to them.
Now, you've been doing a lot of speaking on this topic. You discuss 9 critical rules to buying the optimum franchise. One of those rules is ride only one horse. Mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
Too many people go into business. They think about, I'll get the business part-time. And I'll run it part-time. Once I can get it to a point where it's successful, then I'll leave my full-time job and then go into the business. That's essentially riding two horses. The full-time business or right. The full-time job is the fully trained thoroughbred. The business is like a young Bronco, never had a saddle on it before. It's a crazy ride. And most people can't do that well. So if you're going to go into business for yourself, take the time and expect to go into it full-time once you start.
Do you have a second favorite critical rule that you could talk about all day long and never get tired of it?
Yes, that's my first rule, which is know thyself. What are the skills? What are the interests? What are the financial and lifestyle resources and goals? See, a lot of people, they look at what is it going to take to buy the business, and they don't look at enough how well can I run it. So understanding what you bring to the table, and then can the business achieve your financial and lifestyle goals short-term and long-term? That's where most people, they let the market dictate their opportunities instead of them figuring out what they have first.
What are some of the funding options available for people who want to open up a franchise?
The most typical one, if it's bricks and mortar, will be the Canada Small Business Finance Program, which can finance up to $350,000. It's 75% guaranteed by the government, but there are restrictions to that. The next most popular one, especially service businesses, is home equity lines of credit. A lot harder to get nowadays with the new mortgage rules. Bank of mom and dad, millennials, multi-generational financing. Those are the other ones.
Do you have an itch to go back into this yourself, or are you just happy to provide advice?
I've actually done it a couple of times, and I've divested of those businesses. This is what I love to do. It's a perfect place for me.
All the best without any of the worst. Gary, thanks for your time.
Thank you very
much. Gary Prenevost is a franchise consultant at Franet. He was here to talk about some of the pros and cons, risks, and things you should think about before you embark on the path towards being a franchisee.